While the number of Palestinian people killed in over a month of Israeli aggression against the Gaza Strip has now risen to nearly 1,960. Palestinian health officials say at least 1,958 people have been killed over the past several weeks in Gaza. Most of the victims were civilians, including children and the elderly. At least 10,100 people were also injured. Israel's campaign against Gaza began in early July, but Tel Aviv later expanded its operation to ground, sea, and air attacks. To discuss that situation further, we're now joined by Hisham Mahanna, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now by satellite from Gaza itself. Now, Hisham, tell us at this time, how are Gazans feeling about the fact that, you know, the ceasefire is coming to an end now?
Well, it's getting more and more exciting in Gaza, as a couple of minutes ago, one rocket was fired from Gaza before 2 hours of the ending of this 72-hour humanitarian ceasefire to Ashkelon inside Israel. One rocket fired from Gaza 2 hours before the end of this ceasefire in Ashkelon. Now the Gazans are expecting what's going to happen in the next few minutes in retaliation by the Israeli military on this rocket which was fired. The peace talks now are expected to be ended, especially after the departure of the Israeli delegation from Egypt, and according to the Palestinian head of delegation, the head of Palestinian delegation, Azam Al Ahmad, said that the negotiations are very precise and very sophisticated. Seems to be that it's going to end soon, however the Egyptians said that we will not allow the ceasefire to be broken. We will try hard to extend the 72-hour ceasefire for another 72-hour ceasefire, which means 3 days from since the beginning of tomorrow. But the situation now is that everybody is expecting what's going to happen in the next few minutes after the one rocket fired from Gaza, and the sirens are sounding in Ashkelon. We don't know whether the rocket fell in Ashkelon or was intercepted by the Iron Dome. This is now the most recent from Gaza.
And Hisham, tell us at this time about the humanitarian situation and situation that Gazans are living in, you know, vis-a-vis the food, the water, the medical supplies, etc.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza is actually evolving as in continuation of the closure of the borders, and the few humanitarian aid is allowed to enter the Gaza Strip via Karam Abu Salem border. The humanitarian aid is much needed, as it's not enough in Gaza. The electricity situation hasn't improved, as there is still the emergency teams are trying hard to reconnect the crisis areas and most parts of the Gaza City with the network of electricity, which is almost totally damaged everywhere in the Gaza Strip, and they are still suffering from the lack of equipment and personnel needed in order to recover from this complete disaster. For the water crisis, it's still continuous for both drinking and running water. Still, for example, Beit Hanun has absolutely no water coverage at all in the entire area there in the north of Gaza Strip, as we were yesterday based there for the whole day. The situation in Beit Hanun is catastrophic. Most of Beit Hanun is damaged, destroyed, brought down to the ground. There is absolutely no signal of life there. The people who fled from their houses came back during the ceasefire to the rubble of their houses, which was absolutely nothing but a pile of rubble, and they have to come to go back by the evening to the UNRWA shelters, to the schools, and some of them actually couldn't find enough room for his family to stay there, and they had to stay in the open air inside the premises of the UNRWA school. We noticed that there was a lot of the facilities, including UNRWA schools, that were targeted, and the premises of that school was destroyed by the Israeli tanks as it was rammed entirely. Beit Hanun is an example for the humanitarian crisis, actually, in Gaza Strip. Even the more modernized, if we can say, the Gaza City is still falling into complete darkness, in the shortage of the food, fuel, electricity, and water, And of course, the hospitals are still in need for medical intervention, for the medical aid intervention. And we can hear a lot about the sufferings from the patients who are still residing in this hospital, the Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, as two of the citizens who were seriously injured died in this hospital today. One died in abroad of Gaza City, actually, because of his serious wounds. So it's not just that more than 1,953 people were killed. It's also that the people who are injured are still suffering the hazards of dying because of the serious injuries they have faced because of the offensive protective edge by the Israeli military. And also, there is complete and serious danger the people are facing because of the unexploded bombs and missiles everywhere in the Gaza Strip. Today, we witnessed six people were killed. One of them is an international Italian journalist. Another is a Palestinian journalist. Were killed by an explosion of an unexploded missile in the north of Gaza Strip in Beit Lahia. And one other civilian, aged 35, also died because of an explosion of the same incident in Khan Yunus. 1 hour ago. So it's still very dangerous for the people moving around the city, especially with the destroyed areas and buildings, that there might be possible explosions take place in those places, in those areas, because of the still unexploded weapons dropped by the Israeli shelling and air striking. This is the image now in Gaza Strip. It's not that the Gazans are in danger because of the shelling or the bombardment. It's also because of the unexploded figures or unknown figures dropped everywhere randomly in the ground, everywhere in Gaza Strip.